Hello?
Calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a national opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and nation.
Okay.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet like print, radio, internet, or television?
No. No.
Oh, great. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. In the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote, for President Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Thank you. What is your age, please?
80.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White, as they call it.
Okay, thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
All right. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Well, satisfied with the, yes, satisfied.
Just satisfied. Okay. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I very much approve. Yes, I approve.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I approve.
Approve strongly or somewhat?
This is in the House, did you say?
At the U.S. Congress, mm-hmm. Democrats in the
in
U.S.
the Congress.
Congress
in general. I mostly approve. Yes, I do approve.
Okay, you said mostly, right?
Actually, I approve.
Okay, you approve strongly then.
Yes, I do approve strongly.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue it is for you to have them focused on. 10 is the most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 is not important at all. We're starting with protecting Social Security and Medicare.
5.
Okay, making college more affordable.
5.
5-2, okay. Criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops accountable.
5.
Okay. Reducing crime and violence.
5.
Okay. Working to end the war in Gaza.
What do I think about it, or I forget what the main question was.
Right. How important this issue is for you to have the president and Congress to be focused on?
Oh, okay. The war in Gaza, I would say a 4.
A 4, okay. Next, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
A 5.
5, okay. Protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
5.
Okay. Banning TikTok.
What was one or two? No opinion.
Zero is not important at all. Five is somewhat important, and ten is the most important. So, one. Okay.
Oh, I thought this was a 1 to 5 thing.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's 0 to 10. So it sounds
for
like
all
you
of
need
these?
To change the other options.
Yeah, we have to go
right,
back.
Yes. Right. So when you said to me 5, was that actually like the most important?
No. Yes, in up to here, up to this point.
Right. Okay. So let me just move on a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, working to end the war in Gaza is still 4?
No, I think it's a 5, actually. I mean, a
10. A 10, okay, the most important. Okay. And banning TikTok, will that be a 1? Are we good on that?
Yeah, 1.
Okay. And the next one says creating more affordable housing.
Oh, 10.
Okay. Appreciate that. Do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
Congress is not. The President is. How do we say that?
Hmm. Yeah, in this case, they're both combined.
Okay, just say, say yes because...
okay.
I don't know. Give it a 5 or something.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, while 50 means neutral, right?
Okay.
And if you have no opinion or haven't heard of the person or organization, you can say that too. We're starting with Joe Biden.
So, give me the scale again.
0 is very, right, from 0 to 100. 0 is very cold, unfavorable. 100
is
100.
Okay,
warmer.
Biden 100.
Okay. 100, okay. Then we have Meta / Facebook.
50,
okay. Donald Trump is the next one.
Oh, 0.
Republicans in Congress?
0.
0, okay. Hakeem Jeffries?
100.
100. Okay, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Oh, I'm sorry, 0.
Okay, no worries. Mike Johnson's the next one.
0.
Okay. Elon Musk.
What question am I saying about them?
Right. How?
Remind me.
Yeah, no problem. How favorable do you feel towards these people? 100 is very
Elon
unfavorable.
Musk?
Right.
Oh, okay. I would say maybe 3. Or is
three.
It 1 to 100?
Right.
No.
0 to 100.
Oh, I would say 15.
50? Okay.
1-5.
Oh, 1-5. Okay. All right, it's been corrected now. Then Democrats in Congress.
100.
Okay. And lastly, we have TikTok.
Oh, I'd give them 50.
50, okay.
I don't.
All right. 50 is neutral.
Yeah,
so
that's kind of it.
Okay. Gotcha. Just want to quickly thank you before we move on to the next section. Thank you for your patience and participation so far. So moving on.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate
now, what,
that.
What organization? Wait, I want to ask you something. What organization are you with?
It's called National Opinion Surveys. It's an independent research company.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very generic.
Okay, yeah.
Right, so there so there won't be any confusion. So
okay.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Okay. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? In your own words.
I think he is a good man and that he has a lot of experience and wisdom in dealing with the affairs of office and of the world.
Okay. And the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Changing gears now, we want to ask a couple questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI?
How much? Not too much.
Right. Not too much, okay. Generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity in our society or more of a threat?
Eventually more of a benefit.
Okay. Would you say somewhat more of a benefit or much more of a benefit?
Much more of a benefit.
Much more. Okay. Which of the following is closer to your view? Number one, tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Number two, tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Or three, current level is about right.
Two,
all right. Thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Big U.S. tech companies, U.S. law enforcement, foreign tech companies, North Korea, China, the U.S. government, or Russia?
Which do I feel is more of a threat to me?
Right, to your personal data privacy and security.
Well, the USA.
The U.S. government? Okay.
Yeah.
Switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? TikTok, do you use it multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than once a month, or not?
About once a month.
About once a month. Okay, Instagram is the next one.
Not at all.
YouTube.
Every day.
Okay. Multiple times a day or about once a day?
Yeah. Multiple times.
Okay. Facebook.
About once a month.
Once a month. Okay. And X, formerly known as Twitter.
Not at all.
Okay. We're almost done, so thank you again. Quickly moving on, as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? Connecting with people who share your views and values, accessing unfiltered news and information, organizing, communicating with, and hearing from your community, watching entertaining content, learning new skills, learning about businesses and products, or something else?
Entertainment. Okay.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one. Uh-huh.
Right. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement.
Okay.
The first one says that TikTok plays a negative role in society. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Do you disagree somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Meta keeps its user's data secure.
Disagree, whatever that is.
Disagree somewhat or strongly?
I would disagree strongly.
Okay. TikTok keeps its user's data secure.
Disagree strongly.
Strongly, okay. X or Twitter keeps its user's data secure.
I would disagree.
Strongly? Strongly, okay. X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
I find that a hard question to answer. So, no.
Okay, do you disagree strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And lastly, Meta plays a negative role in society.
No, I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
No.
You haven't heard of it. Okay. So I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Okay, I do know about this.
Okay.
I support it.
Okay, do you support it strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
It's immaterial. I don't know how even to answer it.
No? Okay, no problem. What do you think was Congress's primary motivation behind banning TikTok? I can give you a list.
Okay.
It says, they've been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors. They are playing politics. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with, or they are trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors.
Now I'm supposed to choose one.
Yeah.
What's that deal? Well, China. Yes, I think they, the one about China spying on us.
Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? National Evening Network TV news, like ABC, CBS, NBC, music and entertainment sites, YouTube, talk or news radio, cable TV news, like CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, print newspapers,
cable news.
Cable. Okay. We also have print newspapers, local TV news, news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News.
I like YouTube.
YouTube too, okay. Also, we have news websites or apps and social media like Facebook, TikTok, Instagram.
For my news, no.
No, just those two, the ones you mentioned. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the last questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
13.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
Married.
Married, okay. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
You don't, all right. Very well. This concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.